Now you go to these places, like
they have it without any,
That's right. Cause it, now you go to these garages, these shops, the water fix fashion thing, you know, they got coffee in there, you know, and got these paper cups, you know.
Yeah.
And you got a big old pot about that tall. You go down and turn the faucet on and get you a cup full. And you drink just like it is. No sugar, nothing in it. But yeah. I like mine, you know, with everything in it.
Yeah.
Sure do. I can enjoy it better.
But I like it without.
I don't like it without anything in it.
Yeah.
That's right.
How'd you used to buy sugar?
Well,
when you used to. When it wasn't prepackaged and they weighed it out of the barrel, you say it sold.
Well, they'd put it in bags.
Yeah. What kind of bags?
Well, these brown paper bags. These bags what you see now, you know, what they put stuff in for you when you buy something now, put it in these brown paper bags, you know. But see now they make sugar now, you know, in these wrapping bags now, but them days, you know, they would have it in barrels. You dip it out the barrels, and you know, weigh it out for you. You see, put it in bags. It was cheap too. It wasn't 5 cents a pound. Yeah, that's all it was. Sure, them days it's real cheap. 5 cents a pound.
They weighed it out.
They weighed out on scale for you.
So they said you say they sold it what way in
bags, but it's true. You come in barrels.
You didn't buy it prepackaged, they just sold it.
They had to dip it for you.
In bulk?
That's right.
In other words, it was loose.
That's right, loose in the, you know, in the barrel. So it was loose. And you after a certain amount, if you want 2 pounds or 3 pounds, 4 pounds, they'd weigh it out for you. Sure would. Well, they had meals the same way. Had meals in barrels. If you want 5-6 pound of meal, they would they weigh out some meal the same way. Sure would. That's like what they'd do.
You ever remember how you got crackers?
Well, I used to buy crackers, loose crackers too. Somebody out there on the truck, I don't know who it is.
Did somebody come and visit you?
I guess so. That's Alonzo Halley. Excuse me.
We go about after.
I got 5, 10 minutes after 5. We all go about 4 to 6, I think, maybe.
Yeah,
a little before night.
You say you going after a while?
After a while.
Yeah.
What
was that you were telling him about? Getting out there at Offshore Road or something like that?
We're talking about wood, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Then he talking about these presses that, you know, he said out in the hills, he said, used to, I think, pack them with your hand, I think he said. I ain't never seen any kind of press before.
Really?
Never have. I see a press you pull with a mule, you know, and go round. And but I ain't never seen that like he talking about packing with your hand.
Yeah. Well, would your wife ever make anything by boiling sugar with the juice of either apples or peaches or something like that? She might make jams or.
Well, she'd make jam out of peaches, peach jam.
Or jelly.
Jelly. That's right.
Yeah.
Or she'd make jelly out of plums too.
Yeah.
She took them plums. She cooked them plums, you know, and then after she cooked it, then she take the juice and put it in a pan and cook it. You see, and cook it down to get all that foam off it, and then she would